Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
He's the man who's teaching small business how to embrace social media. The king of tweets.
Oh, they have the internet on computers now.
To start, press any key. Where's the any key?
Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back. 34 after the hour. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. Very excited about having our good friend Jay Baer back on the show. Jay's a great member of our Brain Trust, president and founder of Convince and Convert, a New York Times bestselling author of five, count them, five books, host of the popular Social Pros podcast, and he's an award-winning expert in his field. His new book is called Hug Your Haters. We're going to talk about who those people are, and you probably got some of them, whether you know it or not. Jay Baer, welcome back to the show.
Jim, fantastic to be back with everybody out there. Thank you so much.
Good to have you back, Jay. Congratulations on your – is this your fifth book?
It is.
So congratulations on that. He sold something under a billion copies across the world, ladies and gentlemen. Jay, so your haters, you call them haters – I call them influencers, but I like your term because I think it gets people's attention more. So tell the others what a hater is.
Well, in the language of the book, it's really anybody who complains about your business, and so haters may be a little rough, but you know, hug your complainers isn't a very good book title.
No.
That's why hug your haters.
Hug the people who might be a little unhappy with you. You're just not going to roll off the shelves.
It's too long. Long, Jim. So hug your haters. Actually,
I like it. No. It's not really that far offline at all. Because, you know, and you said people who complain. The truth is, the reason I call them influencers, the reason I use that term, is because there are people out there. There are two groups of people out there these days that can influence you one way or the other, that will never have and never will do business with you.
It's true.
They just know about you, right? I mean, somebody can wander over to your website and they've never met you, they don't know you, they don't know your business, they're not going to ever do business with you, and they'll just write a little post and say, "I don't think I like this website very much."
Yeah.
You know, and then they go away, but yet it's out there forever, isn't it?
That's right. Yeah, people are the new media. That's absolutely the case. And today, people who complain actually really do have a lot of influence, because so many complaints now, or even just comments, are in public. I mean, we got to realize that business has had it really easy for about 1,000 years.
10,000.
Because every interaction with people was private, right? It was whether it was face-to-face or a letter or a fax or a phone call or an email. It was all in private. And now...
We called it word of mouth back in the day, Jay.
Yeah.
Before you were born, we called it word of mouth, and because I was part of that 10,000 years you were talking about, and we had the word of mouth was that if I like you, I'll tell somebody.
Yeah.
If I don't like you, I'll tell 10 people.
Yeah.
Well, now we put that on steroids, right?
Absolutely. Well, yeah, because now even if you're not trying to tell somebody, people are going to know about it, because if you're going to comment on Facebook or Twitter or Yelp or TripAdvisor or all these other websites, you know, tens or hundreds or thousands or tens of thousands of people are going to see it, and especially on those websites, less so in Facebook and Twitter. But there is no, you know, there is no atomic half-life, right? If somebody leaves a Yelp review about your business and you choose not to answer it, somebody could be seeing that 2-3 years down the road.
That's exactly right. So... when I speak, I don't give nearly as many speeches as you do because you're on the road all the time. But when I speak to small business audiences, invariably, there is no exception to this, what I'm about to say, Jay. When I ask for questions at the end, someone always says, "How do I deal with negative comments on my website? How do I?" Because the average small business is terrified of something like that.
Yeah, and they really shouldn't be, because the people who do complain are actually doing you a favor. It doesn't feel like that, because if somebody criticizes your business, it kind of feels like somebody's telling you your baby's ugly. But the reality is, if somebody has an experience with your business that's less than perfect, you should want to know about that. The dangerous customers, Jim, are not the customers who complain.
Right.
The dangerous customers are the customers who didn't have a good experience and just disappear hear and never tell you, because then you have no ability to fix their problem,
right.
And you have no ability to learn about the problem so that you can fix it for the next person.
Well, that's exactly right. If you've got, if it's a real complaint, if it's a true, this is a customer, someone who's done business with you, and they have a problem, telling, even if they don't tell you, even if they tell their social media group that they're not happy, as long as you know about it, as long as you can find out about it, they've done you a favor, haven't they? Because it gives you an opportunity to respond.
Absolutely. Jim, the most overrated thing in business, I think, really probably the most overrated thing in life, is praise. Every time somebody says, Jim, you're great at this, Jim, you're great at that, Jim, you're great at this.
Oh, thank you so much, Jay.
Right, exactly. It makes you feel terrific, but you don't actually learn anything.
That's right.
Because in almost every case, we already know what we're
doing. I already know I'm perfect.
Exactly. What makes us better, what makes businesses better, is negative feedback and criticism.
And isn't the best way to, the best thing you have out there is something that went wrong that you fixed and the customer then said they fixed it?
Yeah, there's lots of research about that.
That's solid gold. We come back. Jay says there are two kinds of haters.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.